everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user submit stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. We are getting close to spooky season, if you haven't already been celebrating. So, yeah, send us those ghost stories, please. And yes, be sure to let us know if we can share your name, or if you prefer us not to share your name. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. I can speak. Oh, and additionally, so we do have a class this month, and it's going to be Creative Writing with Mythology with Samantha Weisberg, and that's August 31st, 12 p.m. PST. And it's going to be such a fun class. Like, I'm really, really excited
about it. She's so smart.
Writing classes are my jam. Yeah.
She's so smart. And as a reminder, it is the library dear enough, but if you join and you can't watch it at the time of, it's available to watch back anytime from the moment it starts, as well as you get the backlog of every other class. So there's like almost 2 dozen classes now that you get for $15. So it's pretty amazing from like real experts in the field.
They put so much effort and time into them.
Yeah. So speaking of Patreon, Maria and I have to talk to you guys about something. Patreon sent us this crazy long email, and we want to let you guys know what's going on and be transparent and give everyone a really long lead time before anything happens. But Patreon being a part of the Apple Store, the Apple App Store, if you Apple is making them switch to be subscription based instead of currently where we have it charged at the first of the month, which is totally fine. Like, that's fine with us. And anybody who is already a member of Patreon, it'll grandfather you the first of the month, so you won't get double charged or anything like that. But if you get your, if you join us via via the App Store, Apple's going to start charging an extra 30%, which is crazy. Now, Maria and I are working to get everything transferred this way and get it all set up. We're going to put this into effect as of the beginning of October sometime. So this isn't going to happen tomorrow. But we do recommend that if you are wanting to join us on Patreon, that you do so via the website and not the App Store if you have an Apple device. My understanding is that you can still have the app on your phone. if you sign up with our Patreon, do it on a computer, because this will save you 30%, firstly. Secondly, due to postage changes worldwide, Maria and I are going to have to make new tiers for international members. We're going to email the people. Again, this is all starting in October. We're going to email the people that already are members, but we are going to have to charge you guys an additional fee because we are now going to pocket a significant portion for the international boxes, where previously we were just breaking even, which we were okay with. but unfortunately, we can't continue to go out of pocket like this for our international boxes, and we really want you guys to continue to get your boxes. So we will be making new tiers for international patrons who want boxes. Obviously, if you don't want a box, nothing changes. but this way, Maria and I are no longer going out of pocket for these boxes. I know it's easy to see our Patreon and think that Maria and I make a ton of money off of it, but we actually make very, very little because we put most of our money back into you guys, to the community, to the podcast, to our instructors, etc. And so we just can't afford to continue to go out of pocket for international boxes. And we don't know if and when the postage rates are going to go back to how they were.
No.
I doubt it.
And it's probably not. Let's be honest.
We've been playing this game for like probably the last like 5 months of it'll go back. It'll go back. And it has not gone back. And it is
much like our food prices. It's just not going to go back.
No. So we've been waiting it out, hoping it would go back, and it's just not going to. And we totally understand if this means for some international people, you can no longer support getting the box. We get it. Budgets are crazy. The economy is crazy. But that's why we're in this position in the first place. So we just appreciate everyone for understanding. And there's going to be a lot of transitions on Patreon, so that way can hopefully be as transparent as possible about the additional charges. It mm-hmm. is our understanding that if you sign up on the website and then download the app, you will not charge the extra 30% mm-hmm. based off of the emails we've received. Hopefully it's a smooth transition, and we're going to make posts on social media about this probably in the next like 2 weeks. We're also going to have a post on Patreon that is public and is pinned. So please read everything before signing up on Apple, because we would really hate for you to be charged an extra 30%. That's pretty crazy. we're also looking to do a tier that has the one-on-one mentorship with At The Box for a lower rate than our current mentorship. Mm-hmm. Thing. So all of this is going to happen over the next like month and a half, 2 months, but we want to give you guys as much transparency as possible. And in the future episodes, we will be referring you back to this episode to just know the details, so that way we aren't repeating ourselves for a solid 5 minutes every episode.
Yes.
That would get so annoying.
Or else we'll just copy and paste. Because
literally. So we are trying to give you guys as much of a heads up as possible, and we're trying to be as transparent as possible about everything. But yeah, if we don't set it so that way it collects the additional 30% from you, it comes out of our pocket. And again, we barely make any money off of this, that we can't afford to be donating 30% to just people. It's not you. It's not personal. But again, mm-hmm. our understanding is sign up on the website and everything will be fine.
Yeah. Apple just wants their cut. They just want their cut.
And what a cut they want. Not-
I know, right?
30% is so much money.
That's a lot of money. That is crazy. Yeah.
Now, as Maria and I have said so many times, the Patreon is what makes all of this possible. Like, we really don't make that much money individually from this at all. And we try our best to put as much money that we make back into you guys, into the community, into the listeners, etc. And so we would hate to have to cut things because we didn't make the decision to make these announcements and make little adjustments financially, etc. So yeah, that's where we're at. Yep.
Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, no, it made total sense. So, guys, it's not us. It's them.
And that's why we really want to give you as much of a lead time as possible. Be as transparent as possible. Talk about this. We are going to share copies of the information that we have, so that way you can see this is the direct message from Patreon. This is not us just saying this. And that is our plan. So in the next week or two, you can expect a more concise posting, probably on Instagram, Threads, all that, mm-hmm. Facebook, where you can see it and you can see with your eyes. This is not something that we've just made up. Or you can just Google it, because it's on the internet now as a part of news.
Yes. Because so. Everyone agrees that
this is fucking crazy.
Oh no. So I forgot to say our phone number, just in case you guys would rather, leave us a little voicemail.
After that long and lecture about Patreon, by the way,
By the way, if you don't want to send us like a long written out story, I would rather just send us a little voicemail. You guys can do that. There is a 3-minute little space for you to leave it, but if your story is longer than 3 minutes, you can just call us back and we'll piece them together. But the phone number is 351-207-0799.
We love listening to them, but we also love getting your emails, which, speaking of, we have some today.
We do.
I will read the first story.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and if you do want to send us, you already said this, to email us. Don't listen to me. So our first story is anonymous, and it says, my life had turned upside down in one of the worst ways a life can turn upside down. A breakup with somebody who I thought loved me. I was in Heartbreak Central, and it was bad. I've not cried that much in my adult life before. I was absolutely in the dumps. So I went to a local witchcraft store and bought 2 candles, a gray one to symbolize how I felt, gray, sadness, nothingness, and a brown one to symbolize the piece of shit dude that I'd been wasting so much time crying about. Now I'm in a place where I can wish him well, but let's face it, we've all been in a place where we felt the other person was a piece of shit. Absolutely.
I love the correspondences here.
I know, me too. I used some wine, salt, purification herbs, the candles, ocean jasper, and aragonite to channel my anger, hurt, and powerful topsy-turvy emotions into a cord-cutting spell that I could release this person and everything that hurt. Basically, I wanted to move on and I wanted to make peace with it. So I did the spell. I wrote my poem, Send Off That Energy, and I lit a candle inside an extra large glass jar. I used it as an altar most of the time, but sometimes just to contain spell work. And also kept the cat away from the fire and all that. Well, I did my thing, said some words, burned my poem about him, did some grounding work, some cleansing, etc. Drank some whiskey, let the candles burn, and turned on the TV to play Stardew and relax. While the candles burned down, typically, it would have been fine as long as the fire wasn't next to the glass. I hadn't noticed the piece of shit candle tipped over so that it was leaning on the glass. Typical of this dude, by the way. And bam! The glass exploded. I was terrified. My glass jar was broken, but at the end of the night, it was just a dumb thing I did by using cheap, non-tempered Walmart glass. I do see it as a symbol of releasing that anger, sadness, and hurt, though, and all of it did help me feel freer, lighter, safer, and I just don't have a nice-looking glass jar now. And that's why we say, don't burn your houses down, witches. Be safe.
No, I like how the person who wrote this is like our people, like the correspondences one. And then I turned on some Stardew to play.
I know. It's
like, yes, this sounds like an amazing evening.
That sounds like a great night. Speaking of that specific correspondence, it reminds me, somebody in our Discord does, I think it's Marie, but it might be Aaron, does the pee-pee pad. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
They wrote names on the pee-pee pad for their animals to pee on. That's so good.
Yeah, they also do litter box spells, where they put someone in the litter box.
I love it. I can't remember who does it. I want to say it's Marie, but it might be Aaron. And it's just,
I think,
so
a
good.
Lot of them do it now. I think Aaron.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it.
You're right. I think that they're now it's a trend of different ways that they get their animals to defecate on people's names. I think it's genius, though. Work with what you got, right? Also, don't burn your house down.
Yeah, don't burn your house down. But I am totally stealing using brown candles for shit people. Like, yes. I am taking that with me and putting in my pocket for a spell in the future.
The only thing that I would have changed about that spell, other than the explosion, is if I was representing myself with, like, a gray candle about how I'm feeling, I would put, like, you know those, like, gems that are, like, people put on their nails? That, like, they're not Swarovski crystals, but they're, like, they look like them. I would have put that, like, in the center of my candle going up, because on the inside, I'm still a sparkling little gem of a person. I'm just going through a hard time.
I love that very much.
I wouldn't want to embody gray gloom and doom for every aspect of my being.
No, I like that correspondence too. Thank you.
That's just what I would do. Me personally, I'm just a girl.
A bedazzle. Can you tell that we were raised in the early 2000s? Yes.
I'd get my bedazzler out and my lip smackers, body glitter spray. Because I would want my candle to know that I, on the inside, I'm still a little Lisa Frank baby.
That's why so many of our generation is adding, like, the mica to their, like, spell jars for some shimmery, you know, some shimmery shimmer. And, or some edible glitter, yeah.
Yes.
But, so, our next story is from, hopefully I say this correct, Monday Series
on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, cool. Cool.
It's Monday and then Saries.
Yeah. Like anniversaries. Monday Series.
Yeah.
I was staying at home alone after moving back to my parents' house when I'd come back from the UK. We live in a rural place, with the nearest neighbors being about 100 meters away. It's always felt really safe, but as you know, when you get into witchcraft, things tend to be attracted to your energy. Yes.
What?
You kind of open up a door. We no longer had any pets, and I was in bed watching TV. I felt a presence near the house, and it was that feeling of someone quietly walking around outside on the deck. My guides are always there and have the energy of well-trained attack dogs with unknown or unfriendly entities, and people and I got that alarm feeling immediately. I wasn't sure if what I felt was alive or not, but I got up ready to check it out regardless. We'd recently got a new back door that led one, I think it's some misspelling, but led to the deck, and the lock was iffy. So I was worried if it was a living human, they might get in. Before I left my room, I very firmly said, "Get the fuck out of my house. You don't belong here." Anyways, a split second after that, I hear the back door handle rattling violently, like someone was trying to unlock it. I told my dad once he was back, and he said, "Don't worry, the only way the lock would rattle would be from the inside." So anyways, whatever I was yelling, at least try to make a rapid exit. And you know damn well I cleansed the fuck out of that house. And emoji with the cowboy
hat. I needed to be noted. I was saying there's the cowboy emoji.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
The inside of the house? Fuck that. Moving out. Goodbye. Good fucking bye.
No kidding. Yeah. Yep.
I like how dad too is like, "Don't worry, sweetheart, I'll make you feel better. It can only rattle from the inside."
This is, in fact, that doesn't make me feel better at all, dad. Like, it's remaking me think about the whole Savannah trip I went on and stayed at that one hotel where I did hear and see the door handle rattle. Was it on the inside or was it on the outside?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wasn't there.
That's weird. I know. Scarlett's still mad I didn't wake her up for it. So.
Oh my gosh.
She doesn't listen to me anyways. Ass, so. She wouldn't believe it.
She wouldn't believe it anyway. It's like if Frank were to see a ghost. A ghost? Like a full-on cartoon ghost, right? Like, she... Mm-hmm. Semi-transparent, glowing green, could like walk up to Frank and say, "I'm a ghost, I'm dead," and like shake his hand, and he'd go, "Yeah, I probably mm-hmm. ate bad prunes, and that's why I saw that." Fucking dumb.
I know. Scarlett will be like,
"Keeping now, you freaking dinkus."
I love Smokeball. Smokeball's so funny.
You freaking dinkus. He goes, "But mommy, you're the dinkus." I'm like, "You're right, I'm the dinkus. I'm the dinkus."
No, but then Scarlett and like the next breath will be like, "Have you felt anything in the house? Have you seen anything?" And like, "Oh, why? What'd you see? What'd you feel?" And she'll like say something and be like, "Oh yeah? Yeah? What if I tell you I felt something there too?" And she's like, "Oh no. I bet it could be explained."
Well, that's it for us today. Thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you again next week for our regular episodes. You can check out our website for our links to our submission forums, shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or leave us a voicemail at 351-207-0799 to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are streaming this from. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two exclusive episodes, have a Spell of the Month box, and a Discord full of fun events and things to do.
So many events, so much stuff. So much
so many good people.
And
so
we've also opened up the Discord to be to have a free tier for announcements. So Maria and I have both been streaming on Twitch. We also have just announcements about what's going on in the Patreon, what's going on in Discord, what's going on in the podcast. And that is free access for anyone, which is in our link tree on social media. So you guys can head over there and get free access to announcements.
Yeah. So we hope to see you there.
Yeah, bye!